You're going to listen to several speakers talking about their jobs. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the speakers with their statements A to J. There are two extra statements that you should not use. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, zero, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers. Example.
I generally like my job as it involves a lot of being out and about, so I'm not stuck behind a desk. However, I do have to drive a lot, and the traffic can sometimes be terrible, especially if it's a day when I have to drive in London.
Speaker 1.
Oh, the worst part of my job is easily the filing. It is beyond boring. Some days I feel like all I see is paperwork. No people. Just documents. It can get pretty lonely at times.
Speaker 2.
I hope they don't find out I said this, but honestly, the co-workers are the worst part of my job. Every time I'm in the office, someone will be complaining or gossiping, or sometimes someone steals someone else's lunch. It feels like these people act like children. I can't wait until my new job starts next month and I can leave these people behind and hopefully meet some more normal co-workers.
Speaker 3.
The thing I struggle with most at work is the timings. My boss does not offer flexi time, but I have kids I need to pick up from school. So I am always rushing to get my work done to finish exactly on time so I can run to my car. Hope I miss the worst of the traffic and not be charged a fee by the school for picking my kids up late. If my boss gave me even just 15 minutes of flexibility, my life would be so much less stressful, and I'd probably be a better employee too.
Speaker 4.
My job doesn't pay a lot, but I do enjoy it, so the worst part has to be the salary. As I like what I do and get to help people every day, I'm a social worker. I can live with the poor pay. It would be nice not to worry about affording groceries or bills, though.
Speaker 5.
Well, I work in retail, so as anyone else who works in retail will tell you, the worst part is the customers. It is unbelievable how rude some people can be, and that they believe it is okay to speak to other people that way. I regularly see new employees crying in the break room because a customer has shouted at them for something that is not their fault. It makes me both sad and angry.
Speaker 6.
The worst part of my job is dealing with my boss. He's mean, unfair, and shouts all the time. My team members and I are all unmotivated because even if we do a good job, the boss takes the credit and pretends it was his idea and he did all the work. I have applied for a new job, and it starts next week, so at least I will be free of him soon. I feel bad for the co-workers I will be leaving behind to deal with him, though.
Speaker 7.
I just don't like my job generally, but I guess the tasks I have to do every day are the worst part. They are repetitive, boring, and I don't feel like I'm contributing to society in any way by doing this job. I'm only doing this job to make money while I finish my studies to become a teacher. That's where my true passion lies. If all goes well, I will be teaching secondary school science classes next year instead.
Example.
I generally like my job as it involves a lot of being out and about, so I'm not stuck behind a desk. However, I do have to drive a lot, and the traffic can sometimes be terrible, especially if it's a day when I have to drive in London.
Speaker 1.
Oh, the worst part of my job is easily the filing. It is beyond boring. Some days, I feel like all I see is paperwork. No people, just documents. It can get pretty lonely at times.
Speaker 2. I hope they don't find out I said this, but honestly, the co-workers are the worst part of my job. Every time I'm in the office, someone will be complaining or gossiping, or sometimes someone steals someone else's lunch. It feels like these people act like children. I can't wait until my new job starts next month and I can leave these people behind and hopefully meet some more normal co-workers. Speaker 3.
The thing I struggle with most at work is the timings. My boss does not offer flexi time, but I have kids I need to pick up from school. So I am always rushing to get my work done to finish exactly on time so I can run to my car, hope I miss the worst of the traffic, and not be charged a fee by the school for picking my kids up late. If my boss gave me even just 15 minutes of flexibility, my life would be so much less stressful, and I'd probably be a better employee too.
Speaker 4.
My job doesn't pay a lot, but I do enjoy it. So the worst part has to be the salary. As I like what I do and get to help people every day, I'm a social worker, I can live with the poor pay. It would be nice not to worry about affording groceries or bills, though.
Speaker 5.
Well, I work in retail, so as anyone else who works in retail will tell you, the worst part is the customers. It is unbelievable how rude some people can be, and that they believe it is okay to speak to other people that way. I regularly see new employees crying in the break room because a customer has shouted at them for something that is not their fault. It makes me both sad and angry.
Speaker 6.
The worst part of my job is dealing with my boss. He's mean, unfair, and shouts all the time. My team members and I are all unmotivated, because even if we do a good job, the boss takes the credit and pretends it was his idea and he did all the work. I have applied for a new job, and it starts next week, so at least I will be free of him soon. I feel bad for the co-workers I will be leaving behind to deal with him, though.
Speaker 7.
I just don't like my job generally, but I guess the tasks I have to do every day are the worst part. They are repetitive, boring, and I don't feel like I'm contributing to society in any way by doing this job. I'm only doing this job to make money while I finish my studies to become a teacher. That's where my true passion lies. If all goes well, I will be teaching secondary school science classes next year instead.